们看二十一章。
Now let us turn back to Job chapter 21.
是约伯第二次回答这个说法的讲论。
This is Job's second reply to Zophar.
他说因为他要回应他前面说恶人有现世报了。
Because he is going to answer what Zophar said that the wicked will have a timely retribution.
但是约伯说不是啊，恶人藐视神，反而享平康啊。
But then Job told Zophar, the wicked they go against God, blaspheme against God, but they're still enjoying their life.
因为我们眼睛看到的，我们周遭就是这样啊。
Because what we see with our eyes, that is what we see.
所以他愿朋友来。听他的反辩了哈。
So Job said, told Zophar to listen carefully to his speech.
请他们听他讲话就是算安慰他了。
And let listening to Job's speech be their consolation towards him.
他请求朋友能理解他的心情。
And bear with him that I may speak.
好，第二段他就开始反驳恶人受苦论了。
And then After the first few verses, Job continued to talk about debate of the wicked and their end.
因为前面说恶人他们的报应是突然就会临到的啦。
Because Zophar said that the retribution of the wicked will come suddenly.
但是约伯说我看的不是这样哦。
And so Job said that that is not what I see.
第七节到十六节。
Verses 7 to 16.
他说恶人啊，凡事都亨通嘞。
He said that the wicked, everything they do prosper.
他讲到七方面的亨通哦。
He talked about seven ways of prosperity.
第七节、第八节说他们受高力壮嘞。
Verse 7 said that they become mighty in power.
以致他们好几代都同堂嘞。
And verse 8, their descendants are established with them in their sight.
第九节说他们的家庭平安啊。
Verse 9, their houses are safe from fear.
一生无忧无虑啊。
They don't have to worry for anything in their life.
神也不管教他们欸。
And the rod of God is not upon them.
第十节又说他们的事业顺利啊。
And verse 10 says that their possessions are prosperous.
他们所经营的没有得到都得到利益哦，而且百倍的利益哦。
And whatever they set their mind to and labor, they all come to fruition.
十一节说他们的子孙满堂嘞。
And verse 11 said that they have a flock of little ones.
多子多孙，而且每个都活泼健康嘞。
They have many, many children, and they are all very healthy.
十二节说哇，他们又纵情享乐嘞。
And in verse 12, he said that they are all rejoicing and singing.
听唱歌的啦，喝酒啦，享受应有尽有啦。
They sing and they listen to other people sing. They dance and they drink and are merry.
十三节。
Verse 13.
说他们生死都很平安呐。
And he said that in their life and death, they're all very peaceful.
说他们活着是享亨通啦，死的时候也很少有痛苦啦。
And so he said they spend their days in wealth and in a moment go down in the grave.Without trouble.
好，十四节、十五节说这些人藐视神呢。
In verse 14 and 15, he said that these people who are so prosperous, they despise God.
他们拒绝神的道理嘞。
They reject God's truth.
所以十六节约伯就做一个结论了。
And so in verse 16, Job made a conclusion.
六节。
Verse 16.
看呐，他们亨通不在乎自己。恶人所谋定的离我好远。
Verse 16, indeed, their prosperity is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me.
就说约伯很清楚，他们成功不在乎自己啦。
Job knows very well that their prosperity did not come from their own.
是神还没有出手嘛。
It's just that God did not stretch out his hand against them yet.
如果没有神允许，他会成功吗？
If God did not wish for them to succeed, then would they be so prosperous?
当然不是说他们的成功是神祝福了，不是啊，神还没有出手啊。
Of course, we're not saying that God bless them so that they can prosper, but it's just that God did not stretch out his hand against them yet.
所以这一节有两个意思，就是说约伯说我不同意前面他朋友讲的啦，说恶人有现世报了。
So this verse, this section, Job is saying that he does not agree with what Zophar said, that the wicked has swift retribution.
不一定啦，当然有些现世报，有些不一定现世报啦，但是一定有报应啦。
There are some wicked people will have swift retribution, but some will not. And yet he knows, and we all know that they will have retribution.
但是约伯坚持一个原则。
But Job is firm on one point.
虽然恶人作恶想亨通，但是哈，恶人的道路离火很远，我不会走这一条道路。
And that is even though the wicked they prosper on their path, but Job will not follow that path, and that path is very far from him.
投机取巧谁不会啊？我们也会啊。
We can all scheme and trick others.
走华丽漏洞。走捷径谁不会？我们也会啊，但是我们不会去做啊。
And we can all take shortcuts as well, but we will not.
哦，要赚钱这样很快啊。
It's very easy to take shortcuts to get money.
哦，我们市场有句话说哈，杀手的生意有人做，赔钱的生意没有人做啦。
And because there's also a saying that says there are people who would kill for money, but there won't be people who would take a job that loses their money.
好，十七节到二十二节。
Let us look at verses 17 to 21.
哦，约伯说恶人哈很少遭受到报应了。
And he said that the wicked very rarely end up being punished.
哦，所以十七节到十八节哈，他连续讲四个哈，何尝哦，他何时遭受到报应呢？
And in this section, Job talks about how the wicked, he does not see the wicked being in retribution.
有一点让约伯最不能接受是前面他说，你看哦，你这样哦，也连累到哈，你的女儿受报了。
And Job is also very, very.
我们看十九节，你们说神为。十九节，你们说神为恶人的儿女积蓄罪孽，我说不如本人受报，好使他亲自知道。二十节，愿他亲自看见自己败亡，亲自引全能者的愤怒。
Verses 19 and 20, they say God lay up one's iniquity for his children. Let him recompense him that he may know it. Let his eyes see his destruction and let him drink the wrath of the Almighty.
圣经说哈，谁作恶哈，谁就该死亡。
The Bible says that whoever does evil, they will be punished.
不会因为父
to death.
不会因为父作恶来杀子。
That God will not kill a child just because their father or mother sinned.
也不会因为子作恶来杀父。
And he will not kill the father for his son's mistakes and sins.
个人所做的自己要承担负责。
Because everyone needs to be responsible for their own actions.
哦，所以约伯反驳说，你们说神为恶人的儿女积蓄罪孽。
And so Job refutes and say, goes against God's what they said as God lays up one's iniquity for his children.
哦，所以约伯说不如他本人受报啊。
And so Job continues to say, let him recompense him.
哦，我们看启示录十八章第一节。
Let us look at Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 1.
启示录十八章第一节到第四节。
Ezekiel chapter 18 verses 1 to 10.
第一节
，Verse 1，
耶和华的话又临到我说，第二节
，Two，
你在以色列地怎么用这俗话说，父亲吃的酸葡萄，儿子的牙酸倒了呢？第三节
，Three，
主耶和华说，我指着我的永生启示，你们在以色列中必不再用这俗语的因由。第四节
，Four，
看哪、啊，世人都是属我的，为父的怎样属我，为子的也照样属我，犯罪的他必死亡。这是天上神告诉先知的。
So, sorry, just verses 1 to 4. And this is what the Lord God said.
啊，叫他去教导以色列百姓。
He told him to go and teach this to the Israelites.
哦，当时他们用一句俗话说了哈。
So at that time, the land of Israel have the saying.
葡萄是爸爸在吃啊，爸爸在吃什么？哎，这个牙牙酸是儿子牙在酸，啊、奇怪，儿子又没有酸吃葡萄。
And so these Israelites would say that while the fathers have eaten the sour grapes, the ones who are feeling this sour taste are the children. And isn't that very strange? Because the children are not the ones who ate the sour grapes.
哦，所以后面神说哈，犯罪的他必死亡。
That is why the Lord God said, the soul who sins who shall die.
哦，不会因为父的恶来杀子，也不会因子的恶来杀父。
He will not kill the son for his father's sins, nor will he kill the father for his son's sins.
好，再来哈，约伯来说明他朋友的这个言论啊，有错谬。
And so, Job continues to talk about how his friend's logic is flawed.
啊，指责他们的意念跟计谋。
And continues to talk against their schemes and ways.
来指控他们所说的哈，这个言论都是无用处的安慰。
And to accuse them of having worthless and not comforting words.
当我们看到恶人啊为非作歹还想亨通的时候
，When we think about how the wicked, when they live their lives, they still prosper.
我们的心情会怎么样
？What do we feel?
好，我们看诗篇三十七篇。
Let us look at Psalm 37.
诗篇三十七篇第一节。
Psalm 37, verse 1.
第一节
Verse 1.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
Psalm 37:1. Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
第二节
Verse 2.
因为他们如草快被割下，又如青草快被枯干。
For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb.
圣经教导们不要为作恶的心怀不平。
The Bible tells us, do not fret because of the evildoers.
看得非常生气。
We look at them and we become very angry.
啊，什么善有善报，恶有恶报，我看颠倒报。
And we would feel very frustrated because we don't see the karma in this, that good would come to the good and bad would come to the bad.
看得非常生气，而且哈、哦、说有嫉妒的心。
We see it, we become very upset, and we end up being very envious.
我也会做呢，我是很聪明的，不是笨笨的，要做大家来做啊。
And we may think to ourselves, I'm also smart like that. I can scheme too, and let's all do it then.
但是第二节跟我们讲说，哎，为什么不要啊？不，这个心怀不平。
But verse 2 tells us why we should not fret.
因为他们一定会有报应啦。
He says that for they shall soon be cut down. They will have retribution.
哦，虽然你现在看到的情形是这样，没有错。
Even though right now what we see is they are prosperous.
这边说哈、哦，他们如草快要被割下，说一定会被割下啦。
But David here says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass. They will be cut down.
神有神的时候，神有神的方法嘛。
God has His own timing and God has His own ways.
看第八节。
Verse 8.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
Psalm 37, verse 8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
你看到心怀不平就会嫉妒。
Because we see here that if we fret, we would have envy.
心怀不平到最后跟他一样会去作恶啊，要做大家来做嘛。
And in the end, if we continue to fret, we will end up doing the same evil as they do.
你看他们做的有没有发生事情啊？
Because when we see them do evil, do we see them being recompensed?
有一次哈、哦，我去问一个信徒啊。
There was one time that I went to see a member.
因为我听说他做的不对的事情。
Because I heard that this person had done something wrong.
我去问他说，我听说你做的是什么事情，有没有啊？
And I asked this person, this member, I heard that you did something wrong. Did you do it?
他说传道我没有错啊。
And that member said, a preacher, I did what I did wasn't wrong.
我说你怎么知道你没有错？
And I asked this member, how do you know that you didn't do anything wrong?
你看我做完也没有发生事情啊。
And so this member said, I did it and nothing happened to me.
如果我有错做的不对，我就会发生事情啊。
If what I did was wrong, then something would definitely happen to me.
你看我没有发生事情，代表我对啊。
But since nothing happened to me, I must be in the right.
我就问他。
And then I asked this member.
你的意思是你很想发生事情吗？
What you're saying meaning that you want something to happen to you?
我们做的事情后面没有发生事情，不代表我们对哦。
Just because we did something and nothing happened to us does not mean what we did was right.
神是慈爱的神。
God is a merciful God.
啊，神都给人机会调整悔改。
God will always give us a chance to repent and turn back.
老实讲哦，老实讲。
And truth be told.
如果我们只要一做犯错哈，做错事情，神马上就处理。
If we sin and do something wrong, and God immediately punishes us and chastises us,
没有一个人可以得救了。
Then there is no one person will be saved.
问谁不会犯错？
Because who among us will not sin?
哦，人非圣贤，孰能无过嘛？哦，知错能改，善莫大焉。哈，不用换，这是成语了哈。啊，好，对。
He said some idioms that has to do with what he just said.
人都会人都会犯错。
Reiterates what he said.
啊，人都会犯错了。
Because humans will sin.
啊，犯错就是要知错认错嘛。
And what is important is that when we sin, we own it and we know it.
啊，就是说哈，不恶过，就是说不要再犯相同的事情再犯第二次嘛，因为我已经犯不知道嘛，啊犯了嘛，对不对？啊体贴肉体嘛。
And more importantly is after we sin once, we do not sin the same way a second time because the first time we didn't know it and our flesh was weak, so we did it, but we should not do it again.
好，我们继续看第九节。
Let us continue to look at verse 9 of Psalm 37.
啊，因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
第十节。
Verse 10.
还有辨识恶人要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有。
Verse 10. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more.
所以后面也是说神一定会报应。
So here it records that God will definitely punish them.
因为神是给人机会的神。
But God is the one who gives humans second chances.
如果这恶人继续作恶，
the wicked continue to do evil.
不把握神的怜悯，
and not take the opportunity of God's mercy and second chance.
积蓄神的愤怒，
and they continue to provoke God.
到人审判的时候，他就没有机会了吗？
Then when God is judging them, then they have no chance.
好，看二十二章。
Let us turn back to Job chapter 22.
这是以利法第三次的这个讲论。
This is the third time Eliphaz has a speech.
他责备约伯犯了大罪。
And Eliphaz accuses Job of committing great sin.
也是越来越强烈，越激动。
And so this debate becomes more and more intense and fierce and harsh.
以利法第一次谈论的时候是暗示约伯，你是不是犯罪？你是不是有罪？
In his first speech, Eliphaz asks Job if he had done something wrong.
第二次讲论的时候是说他确信约伯你犯罪了。
And this, in his second speech, Eliphaz was sure that Job had done something wrong.
第三次这次哦，他发言哦，他就发怒责备说你不但犯罪，而且你犯的是大罪。
And now this third speech, Eliphaz says that he accuses Job of committing great sin, not just a small sin, but a great sin.